Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Today we're giving you that quick, actionable context for the topics your students are digging into right now.
Exactly. We want to give you some solid talking points straight from the sources they're seeing in The Juice app.
So let's jump straight in. First up, Egypt. The Grand Egyptian Museum.
Yes, the GEM. It's finally officially open near Cairo.
And it's massive. $1 billion, 117 acres. I mean, the largest museum for a single civilization anywhere.
Built to evoke the pyramids themselves, which is quite something. And it's housing, what, over 100,000 artifacts?
That's right. Including, finally, all 5,000 treasures from King Tut's tomb, the gold mask, everything, all together.
After, what, more than 20 years to get it finished? Dealing with the Arab Spring, the pandemic, quite the journey.
Definitely.
You know, what's interesting to discuss here is why these huge cultural projects take so long. What makes them sort of worth that enormous effort and weight?
Good point. And maybe compare seeing, say, that huge 36-foot statue of Ramses II in person versus just seeing a picture online.
Exactly. How does that physical presence change the learning, the impact?
Okay. Moving from ancient legacies to, well, a more modern one. A new Dr. Seuss manuscript has turned up.
Oh, wow. Really? From his archives?
Yeah. An 11th one they found. It's called Sing the 50 United States. Apparently, it uses the Cat in the Hat and rhymes to help kids remember state names.
That sounds very Seuss. Using rhyme as a mnemonic device.
Right. And Random House is publishing it in July 2026, time for the U.S. 250th anniversary. They've even got an illustrator to keep that classic Seuss style.
So a good discussion point there might be how things like rhyme and rhythm actually help our brains remember lists, like all 50 states. It's about mnemonics, really.
Good idea.
And maybe also, you know, touch on literary legacy. How does finding new work from an author who's passed change how we think about their overall contribution?
Interesting angle. Okay, let's pivot now to U.S. politics.
Off your elections, happening right now across the country.
Yes, and analysts are watching closely, seeing them as a kind of a barometer for the national mood.
Right. There are some big governor races, like in New Jersey and Virginia.
And that Virginia race is historic, isn't it? Both major candidates, Abigail Spanberger and Winsome Earle Sears, are women.
That's right. And California's got this controversial ballot measure about a new congressional district map, too.
So lots going on locally.
Yeah, and that's a key takeaway for students. Defining off-year elections and understanding why these local races, mayor, governor, often impact daily life more directly than, say, presidential ones.
That makes sense.
And for discussion, you could explore what makes an election controversial. Maybe use that California redistricting example. What are the issues at stake there?
Okay. Now for something completely different and honestly pretty amazing. And bells. Two women. One in Canada, Sonia Clark Casey, and one in Singapore, Michelle Ann Ang. They finally met.
Met for the first time. After how long?
After being pen pals for 43 years. They started writing in 1982, fifth grade.
Wow. 43 years across nearly 9,000 miles.
Kept going through college, marriage, everything. Just met in Newfoundland.
That's incredible. Think about the effort involved 40 years ago. Writing letters, waiting.
Compared to now, right? Instant messages, video calls.
Exactly. So a great discussion could be comparing that effort then versus now. But also, what kind of trust and commitment does it take for a friendship to thrive for that long without ever meeting in person?
Deep qualities, for sure. Okay, let's look up astronomy time.
The Beaver Moon.
Yes, the fall Beaver Moon is reaching perigee, making it a supermoon, the second to last one this year.
So it'll look bigger and brighter, about, what, 14% larger?
And 33% brighter, apparently. Because a supermoon happens when the full moon lines up with perigee.
Which is the point where the moon's orbit brings it closest to Earth. It's a good reminder that orbits aren't perfect circles, they're elliptical.
Right. And the name, Beaver Moon, comes from the time of year beavers get ready for winter.
Though it has other names, too, like Frosty Moon or Hunter's Moon, depending on the region.
So, for discussion.
Define perigee and its opposite, apogee. And maybe get students to research the stories behind other full moon names. Wolf Moon, Harvest Moon, where do they come from?
Nice. Okay, finally, let's end with a quote. This one's from Muhammad Iqbal.
Ah, the philosopher, poet, politician. Yeah. Very influential in what became Pakistan.
Right. The quote students are seeing is, people who have no hold over their process of thinking are likely to be ruined by liberty of thought.
That's a powerful one. It really speaks to responsibility, doesn't it?
How so?
Well, Iqbal seems to be saying that freedom to think isn't enough. You need discipline, a kind of internal control that hold over the process of thinking. Otherwise, that very freedom can be destructive.
So you need self-awareness with intellectual freedom.
Exactly. So you could discuss, what does Iqbal mean by having that hold? What responsibility comes with free thought? And maybe also compare poetry versus philosophy. How do they work differently to inspire political ideas?
Lots to think about there.
Yay!
Well, that covers our deep dive for today. Hopefully that gives you some good context and starting points.
Yes, context for those conversations about everything from ancient Egypt to the night sky that your students are exploring.
Thanks for joining us. Until next time, keep digging deeper.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.